A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to the Women's Round Table. I'm Marvelous Nsanganyahuye, this Thursday, February the 17th, 2022. We're on the program tonight. We will be speaking about some of the issues facing women as the COVID pandemic continues, and we'll also be taking a look at what's happening in politics and all around the world. I'm Marvelous in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga. Yes, Marv will be touching on the also on the by-elections, the preparations for the by-elections, and what women are doing this time.
Yes, and as what Sai has just said, the big news in Zimbabwe at the moment are the by-elections. But let's take a look at what is happening throughout the world regarding some other issues that women are facing.
Fatima, who does not want her real name used, is a rape victim. She's also wearing a mask to protect her identity. Fatima was on her way home from evening prayer in April 2020 when she was assaulted by two armed men.
They had a gun to my head and a knife to my throat as they took me into the building. They raped me and they kept taking turns while they were stabbing me during the act.
At first, she was too afraid to report the incident to the authorities. Her rapist threatened to kill her if she told anyone. But like many residents in Jos, Plateau State, Nigeria, every Thursday evening, she listens to a radio show where victims of gender-based violence talk about their ordeals. Fatima eventually broke the silence.
Case has been in court and it's been dragging. I need your help to be able to push through with the case. I want justice.
Nanjina Jang is the host of Silent Voices, a show on the local JFM radio station. Nadang says the program reaches 100,000 listeners every week.
When they're telling me their problem, they feel like this is a safe space. Sometimes I go emotional on the show. There are times I go blank because when you hear some cases, you wonder if we have normal human beings again on earth, because some people behave like monsters and it's really disturbing.
To help victims get justice, Nadang works with the International Federation of Women Lawyers, or FIDE. The nonprofit offers free legal representation to victims who report cases on the radio show. But FIDE's representative in Plateau State says getting justice for victims is not easy.
So much bottlenecks. So somehow we encounter some delays. But, you know, our presence also gives us a lot of breakthrough. You know, there are cases that ordinary people would report to the police and they are not being given the necessary attention. But the moment they call on FIDE for FIDE's intervention, the moment we appear, the police will hasten the process.
While Fatima's rapists have yet to be convicted, FIDE will be monitoring the case. Meanwhile, the radio program will continue to help the victims of gender-based violence.
Share your story with me via Silent Voices with Nanji at gmail.com and tell me whatever sexual and gender-based violence issue or human rights violation you're facing.
Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Jos, Plateau State, Nigeria.
We are hearing there from how women in Nigeria are using radios to actually report some victims of to report about what they're facing regarding gender-based violence in Nigeria. So their report was compiled by a VOA reporter just telling us exactly what is going on. Let's take a look again at what's going on around the world.
Students in Zimbabwe are still unable to attend classes, even though that schools closed during the COVID-19 pandemic were due to reopen on February 7. That's because teachers are refusing to go back to work. The teachers currently earn less than $100 a month and want better pay. Meanwhile, students are reading on their own or heading back home like this 16-year-old student.
My appeal is for a salary increment for teachers so that they come to work because we aren't learning. It's like we are paying fees for nothing. It's so painful as my parents are struggling for it when I am not learning at all.
The pay dispute goes back to October 2018 when the government stopped paying teachers in US dollars, switching to the reintroduced Zimbabwean dollar. The new currency has steadily lost value, effectively reducing the teachers' wages. Obed Masaraure, the president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, says the instructors want their old salary restored and says the offer of a 20% raise amounts to almost nothing.
We asked for the restoration of the value of our salaries, which were robbed from us by the government of the day. And the message is clear to the government that we need our pre-October 2018 salaries of USD 540. We know these shenanigans of adding an extra dollar to our salaries, that doesn't add up.
Government officials see the ongoing talks in a different light and are optimistic of a successful resolution.
In many ways, we already have a breakthrough. The leaders of the workers have, to a very large extent, welcomed this package, and they are only saying, let's discuss how it's going to be implemented.
The teachers and the government are expected to meet over the weekend to resume negotiations. Meanwhile, students wait to resume their studies months after the pandemic forced their schools to close. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
We are hearing there about the situation in Zimbabwe schools, and there is currently an impact regarding the situation in schools. We've seen that some of the teachers have been asked not to come back if they do not sign the contract.
Yebo ke mavelasi lapho ke sizwe sibonile kubo mabonakude bekhuluma siqale ngomfanekiso nje obutshengisa ukuthi abesifazana baqhubeka njani khona le kwele Nigeria nokuthi babi kanjani izehlakalo zodlakela emapholiseni kukhanya kule nhlelo ezifakweyo ukuthi zibe mqoka njalo ziphathise abesifazana. Sabona njalo-ke kukhulunywa ngodaba lwababalisi okuyilo olusegudwini kulezi insuku besithi bona bafuna ukwengezelelwa iholo. Sibonile ukuthi uhulumende-ke wathi uyabaxotsha kodwa umthethandaba wakumisa. Wabhala njalo futhi uhulumende wathi labo abangayiyo esikolo ngoba bafika bengafundisi labo kumele-ke beziphathe njengokuthi sebetshiyile umsebenzi, kodwa labo bathi bakuphikisa lokho njalo uhulumende kakukhuphe lokho kasimise leso sinqumo. Bamnika kokuthiwa ngesiNgisi ultimatum i-Public Service Commission. Yizo-ke ezinye zendaba lezo esiyabe sizicubungula lapha sikhangela njalo le mkhankaso eqhutshwa ngabesifazana emningi esingathi ngeyama-by-elections. Sikhangelele ukuthi kube nonkosikazi Cora Ndebele lapha ozabuya abe lathi kuhlelo, kodwa sisamelele ukuthi abuye whilst we are still waiting for her to join us live. Asizweni-ke umkhankaso wakhe awuqhubayo othi be a vote, a registered voter campaign.
I'm here to introduce a peer registered voter campaign. Not to happen non-voters as in Zimbabwe. 0202 non-registered citizens in our homes. Kuqala ngomngako, abantwana, your maid, amalodge, all of them should appear on the voter's roll. Umntwana wonke who is 18 years and above should register and appear on the voter's roll. Let's enforce this, woman. If not, our constituencies are unattainable. They will be reduced. This will mean we would have a few representatives in parliament, and the national cake is shaped according to the constituencies. Lokubuso ukubana will get a small slice of cake in the national cake simply because our constituencies were reduced. Ngoba singa api in the voter roll. Obaba, they should go and register. Abantwana, they should go and register. Let's push this woman. Umntwana ongaregistanga, ungamphakeli. No place for umntwana who doesn't appear on the register or on the voter's roll, and if he or she is 18 years and above, till she or he proves ngokubonisa islip esibonisa ukubana ukhona voters ba usekhona ku voters form ubaba wendlu ingubo kazithole aze abonise ukubana is registered voter and appear on the voters form. It is limitation, yes, in the general material end. Then I want to tell my mama, you are happy, non responsible citizens who don't appear on the voters' roll. In order, when you notice, Nadine Echo, who voters' roll, Lina correges that. Or Lia register simple, they appear on the voters' roll. Our point is to improve to you what is registered in appear on the voters' roll. Let's put this campaign, woman. In a civilian land, now it reduces our constituencies, who says that our communities that are being aimed for, where's the motto, where's the name, to everything. In short, the lifestyle rate will be reduced simply because the young women who are happening, non responsible citizens in our homes. Let's make sure that everyone who says this in his head, umalume, ukoko, umtuhana, umzawako, won't should appear on the voters' roll. Let's post this campaign and let's share this video and make sure that everyone within our cycles, our
yebo ke lo nkosikazi Khona Ndebele olwela ilungelo loluntu umhlali wako Bulawayo, a very powerful message there, Marvelous, where she's encouraging she has a voter registration campaign where she's encouraging the women to make sure everyone in their households is registered. If the husband is not registered, she's saying withdraw conjugal rights, but she's saying those are the extreme measures if all fails. If your tenant is not registered, give her notice that, no, you vacate this home unless you bring your slip. She says if your sons, they are always loitering around because they are not employed and they are not registered, don't dish out the food for them and your daughters until they bring the slip that they have registered. And she's saying that, why? Because they have to be responsible citizens. There's most constituencies in Bulawayo, Matabeleland are in danger of delimitation. So the moment they reduce those, that means reduced lifestyle for citizens. So saying, why are you contributing to being an irresponsible citizen? Just go and vote so that all our lives will be better. Your life, you are affecting my life by not registering to vote. That's the message.
I want a poor chicken's way to Kuba. Kunem Yarikan, we do Vangavaka, you sorrow, Kukosha, Kwakaika, Kunyoresa, who vota. Nothing but you watch you do, Chemadimai. Ane mswe china kutai tukita rikashu mshakati one day. Sange tukita rikashu kutika mshukoro. Tukita rikashu nyaya ye mapai election kana nyaya ye kukosha. Kwa kaita kuti nyaya mazimai wawani kwa hivo vachinyoreza kukota. Kaka tange tine wanguvanyarika nivedu vachange varipano. Vashitaura nesu vachituza ufu kwa zao. Panyaya ye kunyoreza kukota uyeje nyaya ye mapai election. Atinoona kuti mapatu wakati ya nasi ya natakawa ona. Bachi wani kwa hivyo, bachi ita ya wanga wari kutima launch ma-by-elections avachange iliko muna March 26th. Kakao na zano PF wari hivyo ku-Epweth uyeje mtunga miriwe nita wa Emerson Munanga kwa waka wani kwa wachienda ikoko. Uko waka no shuko wana bachi itaura neva sigiri wavo. Bachi wakuru zira kutiba wani kwe bachi yenda kuno nyoresa kufota. Tikaona shakare kutipame waka wanda wo. Ewe kune mamwe mapatu takaona va Douglas Monzora ve MDC Alliance vachitaura ivo zvakare kuti vakange vawanikwa vachiloncha campaign yavo kuHighfield yekuti vanhu vanyorese kuvhota uyezve tikaona kuti nemuswe svondo iwo uno bato reCCC kuti Coalition for Zimbabwe zvichawanikwawo richiwanikwa richiitawo musangano wavo mukuru kugwanzira stadium. Uko wari kuti zvakare iwo wari kudawo kuti vanhu vanyorese kuvhota. Regai timboona zvanga zviri kuitika apo takaona veZANU PF vachiwanikwa ivo vachiita musangano wavo wekunyoresa kuvhota kuAppweb.
Oh!
apotanga telephones kwa nefona vatsidzirire batereza no PS vachiwani kwao vachita musangano wavo kuepwet uko vakange vari kutsvaga rutsigiro arwe mabai elections achawani kwa iwo achiuya mumwedzi unotevera asi tiri ipapo panyaya iyoyo tine zvakare video yeve MDC alliance achitange tichizounza uyezve nehurukuro yatakaita navo asi tine munyarikani wedu wekutanga ari pano regai tibvatavaunza kuti timbonzwawo kuti ivo vari kuona sei zviri kuitika munyika panyaya yemabai elections uyezve panyaya yekuti madzimai vawanikwewo vachipinda mumisangano iyoyi regai tione kuti vakagadzirira here. Halo Tafadzwa. Halo.
Halo makadi henyu Sisimavi.
Aiwa tiri wadi tisananguriwo zita renyu uyezve kuti panapa nhasi makamirira chii tinoona kuti munopfeka hedi dzakawanda wanda asi taurai henyu tii.
Maita basa ini ndinonzi Tafadzwa Matinenga ndakapfeka yellow gas kamunongoziva kuti yellow mazuva ano takangoti yellow tirikureva zvichi. Inini ndinonzi Tafadzwa Matinenga ndiri the chair lady wekuno ku Washington DC branch.
Saka tiudzei kuti imi zvii zvamuri kuita muri kunze kwenyika kuedza kuti madzimai nevamwe vanyatsonzwa panyaya iyoyi yemabai elections nezvinhu.
Maita isusu tirikukurudzira munhu wese kuti anoregista kuvhota. Saka tirikukurudzira vana vechidiki madzimai nemadzibaba zvanga zvitaurwa ndina kunzvirwa zvangu but tirikukurudzira kuti munhu wese akwanise kuexercisa right yake inova iyo right yedu iri muconstitution yekuti uvhote. Tinoti kuvhota chinhu chakanaka nekuti chinhu chinouya kuti tinopa punduso muzvinhu zvinoitika munyika noupenyu. Saka tiri kuti munhu wese ngaawanikwe achikurudzira. Isusu tirikukurudzira tirikufonera hama dzedu, tirikufonera shamwari dzedu, tirikuvabatsira tichitsvaya kunzwisisa kuti zvii zviri kuitika kuti zvikunetsa kuti vanhu vasakwanise kuregista kuvhota. Right now tinoziva kuti ZEC ine zvakawanda zvakaburiswa zvine maissues ne the voters roll. Saka zvinhu zviri kutarisirwa izvozvo zvikunzi kuti tinzwisise so that patinoita maelections edu muna 2023 tinokwanisa kuva nemafree and fair elections.
Muri ipapo zvii zvamuri kunzwa kubva kune vamunotaura navo kumusha zviri kunyanyonetsa nyanya takatarisa madzimai pakuti vaende kunonyoresa kuvhota?
Tiri kunyanya kunetsa madzimai nevechidiki inyaya yemaids yekuti vana vari kuda kuregista asi havana maids. Saka tiri kutanga tichikumbira kuti nyaya iyoyo iongororwe kwese panenge pane registration office or place vanhu vemaid office yemaid inge ivepo kunyanya kumaruva kumamisho vanhu zvino kuti munhu aende kunoregista kunotora id kuHarare gavazviite kuti zvive zvinhu zvinyore. Saka tanga tichikumbira kuti zvonichi this zviitwe looked into kuti vanhu vakwanise kuregista. Ndiyo nyaya iri kunyanyonetsa madzimai yekuti zvonichi kuti mwana awane id zviri kunetsa, kuti muroora aone id zvinhu zviri kunetsa. Saka vari kuti vari kuda kuti rubatsiro kuti nyaya iyoyo yemaid itarisirwe. And madzimai ari also concerned nenyaya yekurohwa kuri kuitwa vanhu. Nezuro kwakabuda nyaya yakaitwa kumashonaland yakaita I think in kuHarare kumashonaland east if I'm not mistaken. I have to verify my details but pane varume vakarowa nepamusoro pekuti vanga vakapfeka kala yakafanana yangu neyangu yandakapfeka izvezvi yellow. Saka vari kutyira mhuri dzavo, vari kutyira vana vavo, vari kutyira varume vavo, ivo vari kutyirawo upenyu hwavo kuti munhu zveshuwa shuwa ungarohwe here pamusana nekuti unosapota bato rakadai nekuti pamusana pekuti hausapoti ZANU-PF. Zvinhu zvinofanira zvichikurudzirwa munyika kuti munhu unofanira kufamba wakapfeka chaunoda usingarohwe nekuti pamusana peizvozvo.
Maybe you can just tell us in English, what is your role? You are a young woman yourself. How are you encouraging other people to register to vote from here in the United States?
Absolutely. Thank you very much. So one of the things that we look at as a branch, there are various ways we help to participate in this electoral system. At the moment, we do what we call phone banking. Phone banking is when we call our friends and families who are in Zimbabwe and ask them, could they have they registered to vote? Are there any issues? So we document those issues. We remind them. We assist them in making sure that they are able to go to make in getting either their documents or in ensuring that they are able to go and register to vote. Zvakawanda wanda zviri kuita face hanzvadzi dzedu dzekuZimbabwe. Vakawanda havasi kushanda. Vakawanda havana access to the important basic things. Saka izvozvo zvinoti isusu kuti tikwanise kuratidza kuasesa kuti chii chiri kunyatsoitika kuti mwana wemuZimbabwe atadze kuriritira mhuri yake. Saka zvinhu izvozvo zvatinge tichipusha kuti vanhu vanzwisise kuti pamuri ipapa hapasi kuita nepamusoro pekuti ZANU-PF iri kutadza kuita kuti nyika ive munhu yekuti munhu wese ashanduke. Saka tinoti kuti ushanduke wakufanira kutoti uregistre to vote, uvote kuti mangwana ukwanise kuchengeta mhuri yako. Saka ndizvo zvatiri kutarisira kuti that we assist. We also assist, obviously, like I was, as I mentioned before, we've had each stories of people being kidnapped, being beaten up, being tortured, simply because of their political party affiliate. And recently, we have a big star rally coming up on this weekend, and we've seen that the police clearance has certain restrictions that they do not give to the ruling party or Patia Yamonzora.
So if I may just chime in, what are some of those restrictions that your party has been asked to adhere to? And Sai, you can chime in on this one.
So some of the things that I read was the issue like nyaya kuti vanhu vari kurambidzwa kuti vanotakurwa nemabhazi. Asusu takaona kuti zvine chipakaitika rally yekuZANU-PF mabhazi angakatowanda. Achitakura vanhu. Saka izvozvo zvinhu zvekuti unonyatsowanda kuti varuda kunyatsoti zvifambe senoti kana vari vanhu vari confident, if they are confident in their ability to retain the electoral voter, then they should not be afraid of having anyone campaign. Vari kuramba kuti they tishandise our own slogans kuti vanhu vaimbe, kuti vanhu vapfeke hembe dzine party yavo. Saka those things, as iwo pavakaita marallies avo, they do not have those restrictions. So we're looking at fairness. Is ZEC documenting these things? What is it saying when it sees things? So when you see an institution like ZEC being quiet, when it clearly sees which laws are being unfairly distributed according to party lines, when they are in institution that's supposed to be when we not biased, you wonder what exactly are they standing for and what exactly is their mandate.
So I think you can chime in before I drop Tafaz and bring in your guest issues around.
Yes, that's a very interesting observation there. But here in the diaspora, how can you say, what's your impact back home? How do you contribute to the developments happening now in Zimbabwe?
Thank you very much. So like I said, I'm a Zimbabwean. So just by that mere fact, Yeguti, I'm a Zimbabwean, there's certain rights that I have. Number one, I need to be able to vote. I need to be allowed to be voting as a diaspora because I am a Zimbabwean. And what impact am I doing? Being able to communicate with family and friends, letting them know that this is their right, and it's a right that's enabled in the Constitution. You should not be afraid to exercise your right. You should not be afraid to wear what your political party is a symbol of, what their brand is. So those are the things that we discuss. As you all know, like I said, right now we have people that we've beaten because of wearing their party brand. So why would an organization want to execute, I mean, want to beat people because of those things? So I think those things, the fact that we are able to communicate and understand those issues and highlight those issues, Nehamadelu, is very important. And also highlighting the irregularities which in the ZEC voters roll, the issues and the its lack of accountability on some of these things.
Yes, and here in Washington, do you get to meet, are there a lot of Zimbabweans here whom you talk to and work with, or you also collaborate with some from other states?
Absolutely. So we don't live in a vacuum. So I'm part of the Zimbabwean community, and there are so many people that I live and work with. People, I've been here for a while. So we do interact, we do talk, we meet at various functions. I know Marvelous. I've seen her at different functions. I go to attend. We also collaborate as a branch here in North America. We are not just working in isolation. North America itself has many branches. So you have Texas. If you live in Texas, you can join the Texas branch. If you live in Georgia, if you live in Ohio, each state has its own branch of the CCC brand. So you have a network where you can be able to align with values that you feel are important to you.
Okay, that's very interesting. And what do you get from the people? Are the hopes high that the voter registration or the voting process will bring changes to Zimbabwe?
What is concerning right now is the fact that ZEC has lost its credibility in a lot of people. People don't have confidence in it. We have had reports that show so many irregularities in the voters' roll. We have seen how it is mute on issues that are happening at the moment that will have an impact on election day. The fact that we can have members who are beaten and it does not address or call out those issues shows when it is an institution that is supposed to be keeping track of these human rights violations is also a concern that we have. Because when it comes on election day and people have questions on the credibility of the results, it is because of these things that are happening now as we get to prepare for the elections. So that is why we are calling up on ZEC, that it be a credible institution where when it finally calls out those results, people have faith and confidence in the way it would have acted and done its mandate.
Okay, very interesting there. And our other guest will end up calling here because she's saying it says enable camera and it's not allowing her to come in. Right. So that means we'll have Cora Ndebele on the phone. I hope she will pick up now because she says she's fine on the phone. Otherwise, it would have been interesting to have her also on video. But let's just wait. She's there waiting for us. Yebo, iyasizwa ingani volume yakho iphansi. Ungazama ukuyikhweza iye phezulu. Oh, mana lami ngifake kuspeaker. Hayi, lami bengafakanga kuspeaker. Khuluma njalo. Uthi ngizwa ukuthi ngiyakuzwa. Oh, hayi. Ngiyaxolisa ngeyami iphansi. Khuluma njalo sizwe. Uzintroduce ukuthi ibizo mbani.
Igama ngikhora ndelele.
Usuzwakala. Ye, ungaqhubeka.
Ngiyabonga. Igama ngikhora ndelele. Umhlali isizalwane lomhlali wakubulawayo.
Yes, ke sadlala uma bona kude wakho impiko wakho mfitshane lapha ukhuluma ngokuthi abantu beregister ukuvota lapha ezindlini. Ngakho sesizwile obekukuvidiyo. Esesingakubuza khona kathesi ukuthi uqhubeka njani umkhankaso wakho, kulula yini ukukhuluma labantu ungene ezindlini?
umkhakhaso siyaqhubeka ngawo ngifuqa kakhulu lapha ku social media abanye bafonela ngizokubafonela abanye izakhamizi eseduzane impila nazo ngizondelela ngikhuluma lazo ngamunye ikakhulu omama yibe bakhuthaza kakhulu ukuthi asifuqeni lo mkhankaso bomama kube yithi esibona ukuthi imuli zethu zonke abahlali bethu bonke ezindlini zethu babe registered.
Yebo ke kodwa kahle kahle uqhuba njani uyaqoqoda ezindlini kumbe ukhuluma labantu ohlangana labo emgwaqweni?
Ngiyaqoqoda ezindlini kulabo engisondelane labo osekusithi laba abanye kuhlangana labo emgwaqweni umuntu singabuye sithole ithuba lokuxoxa sengitshela ngalo-ke ikhampeni.
Kodwa yamukelwa njani sikhuluma kanje ungasichasela ukuthi kuyini oselikwenzile abantu bathini balitshelani kule ngxaki kuhamba njani?
Abantu batsho ukubana umkhankaso bayawuzwa njalo abazama kakhulu ukubana bakhuthaze izimuli zabo bazifudele izimuli zabo ukuthi ziyirejista ekuvoteni. Lelo bantu ushupho abahlangana lalo ikakhulu ngabatsha abatsha abavele batsho ukubana abasiboni isidingo sokubana bavote kumbe babe-rejista ngokuba bona babona ukubana ushupho lolu esilalo ezweni lakithi eZimbabwe akula mehluko kade abadala bevota sukusela ngo-1980 kuze kufike namhlanje sebeluze iwoku ekuvoteni. So kunzima kabi ukukhuthaza abatsha kodwa ngalokhu-ke siyakhuthazana njengabazali ukubana abantwana ukunika kusadinga ukubana abe ne-reason yokubana arejiste. So kufuze nje wona njengomzali ube fair kuthi umbonise ukubana ukuze iqhubeke nginawe lapha ekhaya sithisa naye futhi umekishwa ukubana ube registered.
Uke wakhuluma njalo ngothe wena ngesingisi ngama-extreme measures ukuthi nxa konke sokwehlule kuyini ongenziwa ngabesifazane?
Ngithi lokubana kubomama ikakhulu yithi esifuqa lo mkhankaso i-household leyo nxa sokwehlule kubomama ngithi asithatheni ama-extreme measures awokuthi kathi siqala sisakhuthazana sisazame ukubonisana sincengane kodwa manxa sokhe sithola i-negative response ezindlini sokuzethe ama-extreme measures la okuthi manxa umama nxa engubaba esala ukurejista kungangcono ubaba umncishe icansi ungamnithi ingubo umbonise ukubana into leyo ofuna iyenze ukufuze ayenze ukuze la ube lenjabulo ekhaya ube lenjabulo emzini wakho ngalokhu uza kuqhubeka ukumnikeza ucansi unenjabulo yena ubaba engekho registered. Ngalokhu-ke umama kathathe lawa ama-measures ukuthi uyatshela umyeni wakho ubana nxa ungekho registered baba ucansi kawuwutholi ingubo kawuzitholi ukuze ubaba aze ayerejista. Nangabantwana umzali abantu abetisayizi ukuthi abaningi abafika 8 days boleka abasebenzi abaqhatshwanga bathona emabrijini iningi labo kube bazama nje ukuziphilisa phandle but kabakhona ukubana bazinakekile ngokuba akunamsebenzi lapha ekhaya elapha eZimbabwe. So sithe njengabomama make sure ukuthi cause ithe sibona ukubana umntwana udlile ugqokile so asikwenzeni kube nzima emntaneni ukubana mebathole ukudla lapha ekhaya uvele uthi no dinner for you today because you are not registered. I can't continue ngifida ndanami wena ungekho responsible because esifuna ukubabonisa khona abantwana ukuthi be responsible because ukuze angatholi leyo msebenzi ufice ukuthi kushota ivoti la ivoti lakhe liyadingakala ukurestituesa kwakho kuyadingakala kuze kutshintshe i-community kutshintshe isizwe sonke ngisikele. So siyakhuthaza umama ukubana sithani those extreme measures if worst comes to worst take those extreme measures kubobaba nosex endlini akubaba azeyirejista azakubonisele isiclip sokuboswa baserejistad ikuthi umama la yamjabulele ecansini. Abantwana ukudla soze kuthole umntwana no dinner for you aka uzewubonisa ukubana urejista even no breakfast ukuze umntwana abone ukubana umama ufuna into lokuyenza. Njengomama basemabe thathe lawa ama-extreme measures I know ukuthi uzaba nezelo tolerance kunandrestad waters with our homes.
Yes, ungasitshela ukuthi kambe lokhu kuyenzeka yini wasoze kuhele yini kwabesifazane ukuthi umntwana lokhu ungamphakeli lokhu engadli ngoba kuyaza kuphethe ngani lecansini lapho liyaphetha ngani nxa bengalaleli?
Hayi, indlala ibuhlungu athatha lawo ma-measures indlala ibuhlungu kambe sengaze ngitshone ngendlala ilanga amabili amathathu ngokuba ngiyihlela nje ukudobha isithupha sami yini lapho ukurejista khona ngiyerejista ngibe ngifelisipho ngitole umngane wami wokudla endlini. Kudlala ibuhlungu umntwana ngavele kwenze kanye uwenze kanye njengomama ngiyakhona ukuba ngathatha kwakhona umntwana yakho irejista wavotingsewavotini dobhi angiyabelele ngendlala isizwe sikhala sibushuku uyavukela ekuseni ethathe isitupha zakhe ayirejista abe sokubonisa ukubana serejisti la ungaka semfakela sokusuka kuhle ngakungokaba vele unyaka leyo selukhona seluphezulu into eyikhazi ukuthi ubaba la angaze kuhlale insuku engazitholi ingubo ngoba iy'ngubo ziqakathekile yiwo phela umuzi umama angabelekiwe khonapha kuba uzoza ubuhlungu uzabona e ukuze lakuthekhaya ngibe lenjabulo nami ngithole imfanelo zami ufuze ngirejiste uzahambe irejista abeyelesitini ngoba yitho nje ngithi la ngama-extreme measures i-last option esilayo njengabomama ukufuqa kubana kube ne-zero tolerance to non-registered voters ithahumbe.
Yebo ke singaya kulimi lwesiNgisi. If you can explain to us what your campaign, the registered voter campaign, is all about, and how, why is it being spearheaded by women?
Okay, the Be Registered Voter campaign is the campaign that I started as a woman, encouraging other women to join, other women to join me. In this campaign, our aim is to make sure that at household level, there is no tolerance to non-registered voters, because I worked with concern that the concerned parties and the civil society, they tried its best to encourage people to go and register. But still, we find that the number of people that are registering and turning up to register is still low. Hence, we started this campaign as women to encourage each and every female member at household level. We take this campaign seriously and make sure that there is no tolerance to non-registered voter in our homes. For every individual who is 18 years and above, who should be a responsible citizen and make sure that he or she register.
Yes, and who in particular are these who should be targeted in the home?
We should target our own children, our own family members, these include children, our spouses, our husbands, our tenants, all. Who are residing at your residence or at your residence should all register.
Yes, tell us about the extreme measures. You said if all doesn't work out, women can resort to extreme measures.
Yes, the extreme measures that I'm talking about is like if you're a woman, you have children, those who are 18 years and above, if you've tried all ways and means of explaining to them the importance of being a registered voter, and the response is still negative, then we have to take these extreme measures. For your children who are 18 years and above, let's not give them food. Let's say there's no dinner for you today till you bring your registering slip that shows that you are registered and you are now appearing on the voter roll. Then for our husband, we are taking extreme measures of saying no sex till you become a responsible citizen and appear on the voter roll. Because I've observed that as women, we are the only people who can push this campaign. We can go to those extreme measures that will force every family member to be a registered voter. For the challenge again, just make sure that you say, no, I cannot take you, I cannot continue accommodating you at my house, even if you're paying rent. But you know, we are where we are today as a nation because of people who are irresponsible, who don't want to go and register, who don't want to be a voter. So that's why the challenge that if you don't register, then I will be left with no option but to need to chase you out. So I know that tenants will make sure that they go and register because it's not easy to continue changing homes because even property ends up getting destroyed. Mm-hmm. And for our husbands, I know they cannot stay long without sex. So they have no option but to abide by the demand, but by our demand as women.
Yes, and how practical is that? Do you think it can be carried on for a long time that the children say they are not eating at home or the husband, there's withdrawal of conjugal rights? And how exactly is this practical? And so far, what have people said about it during your campaign?
Okay, I think this is practical because I know very well that no one can go for a day or two. For children, you know, they won't go a day or two without food. So if you don't give them food for one night, I know that the following morning, they'll make sure that they wake up in the morning, carry their IDs and go and register. Simple as that. Then for our husbands, again, you know, they can't stay away from, we can't deny them their conjugal rights for long. I know if they stay away from it for a day or two, they'll make sure that they register. Because at the end of the day, they want to make us women, their wives, their loved ones, again, so they can comply and register.
Okay, very interesting. Wait, then, Marvelous from our guest, Cora Ndebele, a human rights activist and a resident in Bulawayo, with her, the A Registered Voter campaign. Over to you. Yes, stay on the line, Mrs. Ndebele, we're coming back to you.
Thank you so much for congratulations. We are talking Cora Ndebele. We are talking about Cora Ndebele. Chavari kukurudzira vanhu kuti vaende kunonyoreka kuvhota. Vari kuti pasite chirongwa chavo ichi, vari kukurudzira vanhu kuti kana muine maroja asina kurejista kuvhota, aiwa ngavadzinge. Vari kuti iwo zvakare vana baba ngavanyime bombe, hanzi vana kana vasina kurejista chikafu ngachiite chishoma, nekuti vari kuti ivo vanhu vakasarejista ndo zvinozoita kuti mangwana zvinhu zvisawanikwe zvichisanduka munyika. Saka ndokutaurawo kwavari kuita nemaonero avo. Asi tiri panyaya yemakampeins anga ari kuitwaya, ndaitimbonzwa sevanhu vanga vachinzwawo zvekutaurwa nasisitafadzwa matinenda vari pano vakamirira bato reCCC. Ndaitende timbonzwa nekutaurwawo nevamwe vachange vakamirira bato rezano PF kuAPOS kuti vari kuti ivo zvii zvavachaunza munzvimbo iyoyi yeAPOS.
To work for the party and to ensure a landslide victory come 26 March and also 2023. We're at the nomination court. Everything is going above board. We submitted our documents. We'll come back in the afternoon to get our results. Well, actually, to get your name announced. So, but I think everything has gone smoothly as possible. We can't wait to leave this place. We want to hit the ground running. We want to deliver the promises that we gave to the people as we were campaigning. So I'm really excited and grateful to the people of Epworth for the support. I'm grateful to the president for his policy of saying we want everyone on board to vote for them. Thank you very much.
Apo tiri kunzwa mudzimai achange akamirira bato rezano PF kunzvimbo yeAPOS vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo kuti ivo zvii zvavari kufungidzira kuti vachaunza kubato ravo rezano PF. Ndaitinzwe zvakare kubva kuna vamwe vachange vakamirirawo bato reCCC munzvimbo yePepe muzvare Judith Tobaiwa vachitaurawo nesu kuti zvii zvavari kutarisira ivo kuti vachaunza kunzvimbo iyi. Ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu muzvare Judith Tobaiwa. Chiri pamwoyo penyu ndezvipi semumwe achange akamirira sangano reCCC muKwekwe Central?
Zviri pamwoyo pangu ndezvekuti tinochisandira mutemo ndezviri kuitika mararamiro atiri kuita muno muKwekwe Central.
Zvinyingamupini zvamuri kuona zviri kusangana nevanhu imomo ndezvipi?
Zvimwe zvacho ndeizvozvi zviri kutoitika zvamunoona sisi tichitaura kudai magetsi aende. Handizivi kuti chikonzero chaita kuti magetsi aende chii. Ndo zvimwe zvezvimwe zvinhu zvatinenge tichida kunotarira. Mukatarisa muKwekwe izvezvi hatina mvura, tinotorarama nemvura yekunaya. Magetsi aenda, saka izvezvi hatizivi kuti torarama nei. Saka chimwe chechunhu chatinoda kunochinja kupariamendi kana ndazopinda ini muzvare Judith Tobaiwa, ndinoda kunonzwisisa kumakurukota edu kuti chinomboita kuti magetsi aende chii. Nokuti isusu taimbofunga kuti kana tikange takuita zvekujusa magetsi haachaendi. Zvino iko zvinezvi tiri kungojusa magetsi ari kuenda. Mvura chai chai taifunga tikaisirwa mamita yekuti tijuse mvura haiende. Bati mvura iko zvino muKwekwe tatisina kana dambudziko rekuti mvura inoenda. Bati iko zvinezvi mvura yakutenderana nemagetsi. Takutoverenga kuti kana magetsi akaenda nhasi tobatawo kuti magetsi adi aenda. Saka takuverenga kuti mvura yakuenda in the next 2 days. Vana havasichaendi kana kuchikoro. Hatichazivi kuti ndo korona here, korona yakarova kunyange nematicha here, korona yakarova kunyange nekunodzidzira vana vedu. Zvakutishungurudza isusu muno muguta reKwekwe. Nekuda kwekuti muno muguta reKwekwe kunoitwa zvemining. Vana vazhinji vasingachaendi kuchikoro vakumhanyidzana kuenda kumakomba kunochera. Zvinova izvo rava dambudziko rakutiwandira kuti magetsi hatina, mvura hatina, vana havachaendi kuchikoro. Zvese zvakutiwandira. Torarama sei munzvimbo yeKwekwe?
Tombotarisa pamataura panyaya yekorona yakamira sei imomo muKwekwe?
Muno muKwekwe mastatistics ekorona tinangoiende. Bati chinondishamisa ndechekuti marali anoitwa zvikoro zvakavharwa. Zvinorevere kuti vanoenda kumarali havarohwi nekorona, asi vana vechikoro vari kunzi havaende kuchikoro. Muno muKwekwe kana tine vana vakambobatwa nekorona kuzvikoro, i1 or 2% yevana vakabatwa nezvikoro nekorona kuzvikoro. Asi kumarali hapana anobatwa nekorona, inongobata kuvana chete vari vachienda kuchikoro. Zvinova izvo zviri kutibata sevagari vemuKwekwe, sevagari vevana vemuZimbabwe again. noti kwekwe chete zuri kubata nika yezu asimu kwekwe chinoye nyo chiru wazwa ndeche kutu mune nau yezu kukorokoza vanavese vakutizera kuenda kuno kukorokoza uyezu mune nau ye mtuoriro iru kusutuwa nevana nekuda kwe foji gambanje zese zaku itika muno vana they are now uncontrollable acha kwansi kontrola vana nekuda kwe zese izozi saka chikumbiro changu ndeche kunoti kana urumende ingatiwa niro zvimwe zviri nazvo kuti vana vedu vadzokere kuzvikoro vatipe protection kuti vana vakwanise kudzokera kuchikoro kana vachikwanisa kupa protection nevanhu vanoenda kumarani vavachipawo protection kuna vana vedu vaende kuzvikoro.
Aiwa tinotenda.
Thank you so much.
Asi tisataenda chitaurai zvakare muuye uchizive kuti vanhu vanovhotera papi semunhu ari kutsvaga uritsigiri kwamuri iko
munomu kwekwe tine macenters atinawo one izvezvi kune chirongwa chekurejista kuvhota chiri kutenderera nharaunda yese yepeku muzuva ranhasi nezuva rakapfuura ranezuro vanga vari mumasasa vari pamusha wezayoja church ndopanga pachirejisirwa kuvhota kwoitazve mangwana acho vanenge vari kuward 6 vachatenderera mawards ose vachirejista kuvhota uyezve kanazve takuenda kunovhota tange tine masenders edu kwatinovhotera mukwekwe tine masenders 36 ekuvhotera so masenders iwayo ndo atange tichienda tichinovhota isusu bato rangu randinobva rinonzi CCC Citizen Coalition for Change kuti zvinhu zvose zvishanduke magets ari kuenda mvura iri kushanduka zvese izvi tikwanise kuzvichinja hande tinovhotera muzvare Judith Tobaiwa CCC inotungamirwa naadvocate Nelson Chamisa Citizen Coalition for Change.
Aiwa tinotenda. Aiwa apo tanga tikunzwa hurukuro yakakaita isu namuzvare Judith Tobaiwa Citizens Coalition for Change vachitaura ivo kuti vari kusangana nezvininga mpinyi zvakati wandei semudzimai asi regai timbonzwa zvakare vaDouglas Munzura vanga vaine launchwo yavo MDC Alliance sevanhu vanotema vasina kwavakarerekera kuti vanga vari kuti chii pamusoro peurongwa hwebato ravo.
The signing of the Unity Accord ended the bloodletting in Machiavellian. And the signing of the Global Political Agreement ended the bloodletting that took place in 2008. So it stands to reason that we must put dialogue at the forefront of our, at the forefront of our political objectives and the political strategy.
And this is what kind of reforms are you looking forward to?
We are looking at both social, political and economic reforms. On the economic reforms, we want to remove the dual and enclave nature of our economy. You will see that our economy is Zimbabwe has got two economies. There is the economy of big business inherited from colonialism and so on, and the economy for the common man. So there is a dual enclave. We want to bridge that gap because it is a colonial legacy. We want equal access to national resources. We want equal access to opportunity. On the political front, we want reforms to remove the polarization in our society. We want electoral reforms, especially the diaspora vote. So there are a number of reforms that we are going to have. And we have a document as the MDC team which spells out these reforms in detail.
Can
it has helped before, it has worked before. I remember in 2008, in 2009, up to 2018, we were negotiating the constitution. And how we resolved certain of the issues in the constitution was via dialogue. So it has worked before. The ending of the hostilities was dealt with through JOMIC, and that was dialogue. Gone are the days where Zimbabweans must live in polarization. We want Zimbabweans to appreciate that it is all right to belong to different political parties. It mustn't be a matter of life and death. Today we are very happy. ZANU-PF have had their meeting. We are having our meeting and there is relative peace. That's what we want. We were appalled yesterday during our car rally when one of the political parties tried to disturb that. And we didn't retaliate because they were trying to engage us in a race in the bottom, and we are not going to do that. But we want as Zimbabweans to be free to pursue whatever our political agenda they have.
Speaking of dialogue, given the opportunity, would you form a unity government in the country?
I am unable to tell what the result of the dialogue will be, what the outcome of the dialogue will be.
Aiwa apo tiri zvaisu kubva kuna vaDouglas Monzora vanga vari kutaura ivo pane musangano wavakaitawo nebatsiravo reMBC ravanga vachitaurawo kuti ivo vari kuda kuti pawanikwe ipo pane mhaurirano nezvimwe zvakadaro tichitarisa zvakare kuti tichimbotarisa zvanga zviri kutaurwa nebato reCCC pamusangano wo wavakaita nezuro vachitaurawo maonero avo nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika.
Activities and developments in the entire politics of our country in relation to the electoral process, the by-election, as it was declared for the 26th of March 2022. So we deployed a team of experts as an alternative to look into the following issues. Number one, we looked into the voters' roll. You know that the voters' roll is an area of contestation. We highlight this in our reform agenda as an alternative that there are seven critical issues that we made the world aware of, that we think are critical if we are to hold free, fair, and credible elections.
Aiva apo tirikunzwa kubva kubato reCCC vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo pamamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya yevota registration nezvimwe panyaya dzemaelections nezvimwe nekuti tauda kusvika kumagumo echidongwa chedu regai tiunze sister, you can go ahead.
Yebo ke lapho ke sizwe umkhokheli webandla ke ele MDC Alliance la le MDCT umnomzana Douglas Monzora ke ube khuluma ngomkhakaso wabo kwathi ke ele CCC umnomzana Gifts ezala wakhuluma ngokunye sezwa nje kunenginengi siyabona sithi sobe isikhathi sokukhankasela ukhetho ngakho kunengi ke abantu abakukhulumayo labakubonayo nezimbangazwe ezikhona kodwa thina lapha ke siphethe udaba lo mkhankaso wokuthi abantu bebhalisele ukuvota ngoba kulo hlelo lo lokuthiwa i-delimitation exercise olunciphisa indawo abantu abalazo nxa inani lababhalisileyo liphansi yikho esixoxa ngakho laphana nonkosikazi Cora Ndebele olwela ilungelo loluntu umhlali wakobulawayo sichasile ukuthi bakhuthaza njani abantu bezigabeni zemandebeleni ukuthi besukumele phezulu bavote. Sesilaye njalo ecingweni unkosikazi Ndebele. Ye, ungasitshela ukuthi ekubhaliseni lapho abanye bebekhala ngokuthi kule ngxaki abalazithupha, abalancwadi zokuzalwa, abalalokhu lalokhuya, libacebisa lithi
abantu abakhalayo ngokuthi abalazingwalo ezifanele ukubona beyirejista izingwalo ezifana labo-proof of residence, i-birth certificate kumbe isithupha. So kulaba abangala i-proof of residence yaba-assista kulamaloya ngamanye esebenzisana nawo ahlezi nje eseduzane hlama-commissioner hlezi eduzasongo la-proof of residence yakwenzeka i-proof of residence uhlurejiste then bese kuzobala la abangala mabhedi labo siyakhuthaza ukuthi behambe komsitedi baye bekushaw ukuthi bayathola lawo mabhedi certificate ezithupha noba nje bekhala ngokuthi amalayini angikhona kunzima yebo esithupheni abantu bakhona baningi kakhulu ngoba siyabona ukuthi kwaba lohlelo uhlupho lwe-covid olenza kubona bezithupha bake bemi ukuthatha ngaleyo ndlela abantu abaningi especially abantwana abafikise 18 years bafisa ukurejista but abalazithupha ngalokhu siyabakhuthaza bona bahambe endaweni ebafiyele endaweni eziseduzane labo makubulayaakusitheni nabe-tradcod bethatha lezo zithupha kele besilokhu esizama ukukhulumisana nabo abaziki ukuthi manxa laba kuhamba lolu hlelo luhamba lokuthi abantu barejiste lusonde olufinyelela ngezigaba yezigaba eduzane nabantu ukuze abantu barejiste umqasi mhlaka-3 lufinamhlaka-28 besizama ukubakhuthaza lokuba ukubonisana nabo ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi xa kuhamba kulaba abarejistisayo kube lalaba labo abeyisithupha ukuze umntwana ongalasithupha ole-8 days ahle thathe isithupha eqede lapha ahlereti lokuyenziwa nomsebenzi lo kube lula unjalo kwenza ukuthi abantu abaningi barejiste kalula bengathi lobuhlobo bunzima bokukhona sibili obesithupha lawabheka.
Ye, selike laxoxisana yini le nhlanganiso ye-ZEC kumbe ihofisi kamsitheli ngalolo daba?
Sibe saxoxisana nabe-ZEC sibabonisa ukubana ukude le i-program le ibe efficient njalo iphumelele kalula yikuthi manxa behambisani behamba kona kuphumela be abesithukela abekhona ukuze kuthatha isithupha ahlerethi besibonisane labo abazeki ukuthi cause bekhala bethu abantu ayi-turn out abantu ababuya bezorejista ilutshwana besibonta abaningi babathelayo ukuthi banzima ukuthi bafinyele noba bengalazo isithupha kuzakhuthazake kimi uzabonisana labo ukuthi kabalayeze ne-ofisi yabesithukeli yabesithukeli ukuthi kube nesitulo sabantu abathatha isithupha kube nesitulo sabantu abarejistayo
Okay, we are coming to the end of our show. What's your last word? Ola kwelo kugcina ongalichiyela abantu ukuthi benzeni ngohlelo lo lokubhalisela ukuvota. Sikunika umzuzu.
Okay. Okay. Engakwenza ukukhuthaza abantu ukuthi sicela bephakamele uhlelo lelo leluphezulu. Ngikhuthaza a thousand leyo because program le iBRS Advocate Campaign le niqalileyo ivele ifuna i-thousand leyo. Sithe 0 to 300 Advocate 8000 leyo. So sizama ukukhuthaza abantu ukuthi once informed member i-thousand leyo make a difference. To make sure ukuthi ifamily yonke abangekhaya konke bayarejista. Nxa engubaba umama engamadonda kakhuthaze umama ukuthi ahambe erejista. Nxa engumntwana erejistile abazali benokudosa bakhuthaze abazali ukubana bahambe beyerejista. Nxa kungumama njalo baba nembuti bangarejistanga abakhuthaze abaningi bahambe beyerejista. Nxa kulinojala alikhuthaze even umnikazi wendlu ukuthi ayirejista. Nxabesuphakamele lehlelo i-thousand leyo kuzayenza ukubana wonke umuntu abe rejista lama namba yethu angezele. Delimitation exercise lezi khangelela ukubana ebuyayo edimayenz ubana singezelele amasithi ema-constraints ongobulawayo singakatheleleli
ye kuyezwakala sibongele ume khonapha ecingweni sinike omunye ithuba lokuvalelisa
aiwa tinotenda chaizvapo tanga tiri kunzwa vari kutaura amai Cora Ndebele vachitaurawo ivo panyaya yekukosha kwakaita kuti vanhu vanyorese kuvhota ndekechipedza natafadzwa matinenda webato reccc motitauro imi mazvenye kupedzisira kuti zvii zvamungada kuti vanhu vazive pamusoro pemusangano wenyu wamuchange muinawo nemusi weshumo
isusu tikuramba tichikurudzira kuti vanhu ngavaende neuwandu hwavo vaende vanonzwa kuti mukuru wedu wepati vapresident amisa vanenge vachitaura kuzvakadii uye kuti vasimudzire musangano wavo saka ndinorungu kurudzira kuzvenechi vanhu vaende neuwandu hwavo and ndiri kufara chaizvo nezvandazvitaura nasisi vangu sisi Ndebele zvari kuratidza kuzvonichi vadzimai vari kushungurudzwa kana wakuona mudzimai akutaura zvaari kutaura so zvinoreva kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka saka vanhu gatiitei zviri kuita zviite kuti upenyu hwedu nezvinhu zvemumba medu zvishanduke and kuti zvinhu zvishanduke munhu uri kufanira kurejista kuvhota I think wataura mazwi akasimba kwazvo kuti kana wakuona wakunzi zvonichi hauchakwanisi kupa murume wako kuvota nenyaya yekurejista kuvhota zvinhu zvatoipaka mumba umu saka tiri kutaura kuzvonichi vanhu vari kunzwisisa and madzimai ndo vanhu vari kushungurudzwa nokuti chinhu chakaoma kuti uzoona kuti wakuomesera murume wako
aiwa tatiri zvapo regai tibva tatoti tine kutendai chaizvo muzvare tafadzwa matinenga kunge manga muinetu tozosangana nemi zvakare munguva inotevera muve nezuva rakanaka we've come to the end of our program star so maybe if you can just thank our guest before we round off
mava sibonge njalo lo nkosikazi Cora Ndebele olwela ilungelo loluntu umhlali wakobulawayo ngohlelo lakho obesichasela ngohlelo lakho luthi be registered voter campaign olivalelisayo yimi usithandekile Mhlanga ngisithi sidibaneni njalo uhlelo olufanayo ngolwesine ngeviki ezayo
ndini ndini Marvelous Mhlanga nyakuye ndiri muwashington ndichiti muve nezuva rakanaka.